One of them was Commissioner Ryder, the Nassau County Police Commissioner. I don't know who the inside guy is.
Okay.
I think actually that's one of the police like chiefs. The one on the inside, the Spanish guy, that's a police chief. I think it's the chief of police.
Okay.
Huh? The second guy, the bald head guy with the red tie, that's Commissioner Ryder, Nassau County.
Check, 1, 2, check, check, check.
Here in the
back,
Not the alpha.
One of my weaknesses.
So you're not gonna move the mic. Keep it behind the barrier. Yeah.
I'll be back.
Yeah. Yeah. She's still trying to go. No pressure.
No pressure? What are you talking about?
I got a there, be ready to move it. I don't know if I'm gonna have enough, like,
I have it in hand.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, let's get out of the way. Because they want to see him come down, so just stay close.
Thank you.
Dave. Dave.
You have a ladder. I need it broken down and tucked away.
Dave, you want the mic open here? Don't worry about it. We'll use you for cutaway shots and we'll get the feed.
Check, 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 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, check, 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 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're golden.
Should I do my speech? I have a speech.
Look at this guy.
What's up?
This guy behind me. The way that's going to work, they're going to come around, they're going to stop, then I'm going to move the leagues behind them, and then they're going to go.
What's up? Hey, can we put this microphone out yet?
Yeah, yeah.
This is right here.
Like, can you let us put it on the other side to get it closer to him?
Yeah, can I put it? Yeah,
please.
Can I put it on the other
side?
Yeah,
one sec. Let me hear it.
Okay. So, for the spot in the middle, then they'll walk through. No, he's walking this way. He's walking right here.
Sir, am I bringing that? We just want to lower it a little bit to get it out of his. You want to just lower it just a tad? Yeah, just so it's not just totally in his face. Give me a second. Someone will be able to remove it when we get close. He had a further out. Stays good right there.
Yep, good? That's good.
Thank you, officer.
Excuse me, sir. You can take the bag off.
Perfect. Are they
yep.
In it?
Yeah. I'll take it. Thank you.
Are they in it?
What?
Are they in it?
You can get a
little closer.
About his height?
Good. He's a little tall. He's taller than me. Way taller than me.
How do you raise?
Unscrew. Unscrew it.
Yep. Lift.
I got it.
Okay. A foot closer. 2 feet closer. You guys can step up a little bit more. A little bit. Good.
It's just like that yellow line.
On the yellow line.
Right.
How's
there,
this?
Yeah.
Higher?
No. He's not that tall.
Too tall.
No.
Still too tall?
Too tall.
He wants to be
too tall. It's going to be right at his face. Blocking his face. No, just ride it a little lower and then we're able to boost it here. As long as it's in that proximity,
okay.
We got control over here. So it's kind of
all right.
Good.
Can you get all the...
Yeah.
Double stack the cops behind him, or can you get everybody in one shot?
Yeah, that gives the stack a little bit better. I see.
Can you go in the middle?
Right there, yep.
Perfect. I'm gonna be right here.
Where is Artie?
Yeah.
Deandra here? Or Deandra? Hi. So you're all there?
I'll try my best.
Are you fucking?
Well, thank you very much, everybody. I want to thank Bruce and all of the people that have worked so hard to make this area beautiful and safe. And this is what happened, is such a sad event, such a horrible thing. And it's happening all too often. And we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't. 21 times arrested this thug. And the person in the car with him was arrested many times. And they don't learn because they don't respect. They're not given the respect. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them, and this should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there, innocent as can be, that doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will... You'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often. It's an honor to be here. And again, I want to just thank all of you folks for allowing this. And Bruce, thank you. Bruce has been a friend of mine for a long time. He's done an incredible job out here. But this is such a sad occasion. The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place and to take place so often. So thank you all for being here. It's an honor, and it's an honor for me to be here. This is a great family, the Diller family. I met the friends, and I met every one of them inside, and these are just incredible people that are just devastated. They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road. So thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate it. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you very much.
Is there anything
you can
say?
I just want to say thank you to President Trump for coming here to be with the Diller family. It was very comforting for them. It was very warm inside, and people were very, very, they were very blessed to have someone like President Trump who cared so much, spent a lot of time with the family, and was, again, a tremendous comfort to the family and probably the most difficult time this family's ever had. May God bless Stephanie. Ryan, we are going to help raise. because he's only 1 year old and he's going to grow up without a dad, but he's going to have thousands of dads that are going to look after him. And to Fran, his mother, and to Jennifer and Jason, his brother and sister, and the whole family, Aunt Carol, Uncle Jimmy, our hearts go out to them. And may God bless them, and may God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. President, what message did you convey to the family?
You've got to toughen it up.
You've got
to have law and order. These things can't happen. We need law and order. It just can't happen. Thank you very much.
What changes did you make?
Thank you.